love poem that ends at Popeyes. It's Valentine's Day, and I hear tires on the slick streets. It is raining a slow, steady rain, the kind that makes me saddest because it seems endless. And even after, the sky, having forgotten its big-eyed blue, stands aloof, distant, while the sun, mumbling from her side of the bed, settles into a doze. I am thinking of the meal. I won't have to brave those streets, clamp-thighed in a passenger seat, to eat. Or the flowers I will not have to accept awkwardly, because flowers are such strange gifts. Why undress the ground just to prove I am special? We could go to the botanical gardens, hold hands, smell the smells that come at me all at once in a sneeze. Or we could pull over on the highway, run through fields of bonnets, which are sometimes so buckled with sky, they look bruised. Why has no one ever loved me the way a bonnet might engorge itself with blue? So much it is a new color, unnameable, breathless. My loves hold their breaths, calculating. They want me to look at the food and the flowers and the tiny golden heart run through with the golden thread and say, thank you, yes, I am wearing silver. But now I will wear only gold. And then they expect me to lie down quickly as if we are children and the fields are bloated with green and it is May. Somewhere, the man who doesn't love me, though I wish I could say the same, is pacing a supermarket floor, his body a reflection in the waxed tile. Really, he is two men, one flesh man, one floor man, and both are moving in a direction away from me. They are picking out fistfuls of roses, or maybe tulips, maybe assorted flowers with daffodils, and they know the woman he really loves will dip her nose into them like a doe and say, thank you, and she will kiss him with her tacky lips, and for the first time, I am not angry that he might lie her down and ask if he can do the things he will do. Of course she will say yes. That is what you say when you love someone, right? It's what I would say. And this time, not because I've learned what happens when you say no or when you say nothing at all. I am not sad about whatever she will let him do or what she will do to him to make him smile, make his mouth form and his breath catch the emptiness where a few of his teeth used to be. And make it ache. It's a good ache when something is missing and people still love you. I want him to be satisfied. I want him to be happy. Also, I want to be happy. We can do that separately or we can do it together. I am a hopeless romantic. I still make wishes before I blow out candles. Last week, I asked an oracle when, not if, I'd find true love. It said, bad reception, try again, girl. And I am trying. I am lying in bed with my arms around myself, thinking of what I will eat when I get hungry. I am willing to wait for what I want. Like when I pull up to the window and the cashier says, it'll take 10 minutes for the spicy dark. And I say, yeah, that's okay, I still want it. And I pull my car over and I play my music and I imagine the fried flecks of flour smothering in the saliva of my mouth. And oh, the biscuits, and oh, the honey, and oh, the red beans in their salty velvet. And I think, this is my own gold. It is not daffodil gold. It is not supermarket roses gold. It is not a thin-stringed gold attached to a locket of expectations with my face clasped between two composite hearts. But it is good, and it is filling, and it is enough.